Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to our mailbag episodes, where we play your voicemails and read your reviews. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
I think we had one review.
Yes.
Ew.
This is from Tara Meyer. Can you let me know more about the issues with your seating chart at your wedding? Did fights break out or everyone hate each other? No, they're referring to the Zola ad that we do.
Oh.
That's about... because it helps you plan your wedding. And yes, one of the things I said was, I wish I had someone to help me with the seating chart. No fights broke out. It's doing a seating chart is so hard because you don't know where to seat people. And then some people RSVP'd like the week before the wedding.
Oh my God.
Which we had already done all of the seating charts. And they're like, oh, can we bring a plus one? I'm like, are you kidding
me?
That's
so rude.
Are you kidding me? Like, we had to do the rearrange all the seating charts. So rude.
That's so rude.
If we're going to wedding, RSVP as soon as possible.
Yeah. Fun fact, Melissa and I weren't really friends yet, so I wasn't at her wedding.
That's crazy to me.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Because it was 2018.
Yeah.
That was like 5 years ago. And
crazy. I didn't really... We were just on the cusp of a burgeoning friendship.
That's crazy. I can't
now.
Even
I can't even. I can't even imagine she got
you'd
married.
Be, you'd
be
in my bridal party.
Yeah, it's
I
crazy.
Would say.
Yeah, my God.
My God.
My God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
you should just redo it.
I know. It was a fun wedding. It was a fun wedding.
It looked fun.
Voicemails. Voicemail time, I guess.
On to it.
Maria sent us one. This person says this message is for the big ones, but they meant web crawlers.
Oh.
Because Maria was going to play it on the big ones Patreon.
Hi. This is a message for the big ones. My name is Dakota. I'm a big fan. First time, long time. As far as UAPs go, I noticed that Kenneth Arnold, who's this American pilot in the 40s, he had one of the first UFO sightings. And actually coined the term flying saucers over Mount Rainier. In Washington. So anyway, an artist like did a drawing of like what he described, and you can look it up online, and it looks a lot like the UAPs that the Navy released in that the footage recently.
Oh.
It's kind of like round, and there's like a little nub in the back. So I just find that kind of interesting, maybe to discuss. But more importantly, it's been bugging me that no one has mentioned that the Pukwudgie sounds exactly like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys can address that, that'd be awesome. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I've never seen Lilo and Stitch.
Neither have I, but I guess the Pukwudgie, maybe Stitch is a Pukwudgie.
Oh, Lilo and Stitch, 2002. It kind of, is Stitch the little creature?
Yes, the blue guy.
I mean, he kind of looks like a Pukwudgie.
Yeah, I think he probably is one.
Wow.
First Pukwudgie sighting in a Disney movie.
Well, you learn something new every day. New
sure message. Do.
Hola, web crawlers. Hola. It's me again. Kira, I've been catching up on episodes. I'm at least finally in the year that I exist in right now, which is 2023. So, getting very close to catching up. So, it bugs me that no one has called in to clarify the whole budget and why Melissa keeps thinking that it's budget. That's real good. Because there's a song called Push It. I think it's called Push It.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard it in a Super Bowl commercial once.
But
and
push it, goes, it real.
Push yeah. it. Push it real good.
Salt
push
and pepper.
It. Yeah. Push it. Push it real good. Now that's why you
salt
keep thinking.
Salt and pepper seed is on the chat.
That tune because there is a song that has that tune called Push It. Love you guys.
So there's Push It. Push It Real. And there's You Bus It Real Good, which is like a, isn't that a Devo song? Do, 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 do.
I don't know Bus It Real when Good. You, I think you just you made that up again. It.
When you got
You can push it. You You're like making. You
when a problem you, comes along.
You can push it.
You can put. What is that song? You got to, was it Flip It? Flip It Real Good. Do, 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 do. Dude, what are they saying in that
You're
song?
You're making up so many different
it's
songs.
It's a Devo song.
You're confusing me now.
Devo songs.
When a problem comes along,
you can whip it.
Whip it. Yes, whip it.
Whip it real good.
Real good.
Which sounds like push it real good.
Yeah, which does sound the same. I wonder if that's a sample.
Oh my God, is it?
Which came first?
If not, well, Devo, because Devo's from like the 80s. If not, they got a big lawsuit on their hands.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hello, web crawlers. This is Kira. I've called before, but yes. Now you're talking again about driver's tests. And as I told you, I was a driver license examiner after failing my test, being hit by a fake train. That was me.
Right.
Anyway, someone called saying most people pass their driver's test the first time, and I want to clarify. They probably mean most people who take driver's ed in high school and take the actual test with their driver's ed teacher probably do pass most of the time the first time. Mm-hmm. However, the entire over 5 years that I worked at the Utah DMV, the only people who passed their first time were the scared to death 16-year-olds who literally were just out of driver's ed and would talk to themselves during the drive, like, oh, shoot,
oh my God,
I need to signal here, or, okay, that's a full stop. And I told them, talk to yourself if you have to, because it helps.
Huh.
With people who did not pass their driver's test, I guarantee you every time are the people who have been driving for over 10 years, maybe let their license expire and had to take a test again, or had a ticket and had to take a test again. They never pass the first time. Every single time they're like, oh yeah, I'm a great driver. I don't know why I have to do this test again. Well, I'll tell you why, because you don't know how to actually drive. So yeah, people who pass the first time are the scared ones. People who do not pass are the people who think they're the best driver in the world.
That makes a lot of sense.
Do they still do like driver's ed in public school?
I think so. I did.
Weird.
I would assume they do driver's ed, but you know, times, they are a changing.
Yeah.
Hi, this is the web crawlers.
It's
Hello. Hello. Hi. I also miss her so much. Like, so much.
So much.
Oh, gosh, even if she just left a voicemail, I'll just run you guys for, like, 2 minutes. That would just be so nice. That would be great. Do you know who else I miss? Jeb. Where's Jeb?
Aww.
Miss him as well.
Yeah, where's Jeb?
Anyways, I thought I'd just run and give you a little bit more info about my psychic reading. She was honestly amazing. And obviously, Ali just said that I think I'm nervous psychic, but is a psychic, could get them on the show.
Oh, psychic.
I'm certain that one of your listeners is or will know somebody. But if you don't find anybody out of this lady, you can maybe do like a video call or something with her. Obviously, she's in England, so it might be a little bit tricky, but she was so brilliant, so brilliant. So the other thing, one of the other things that she said to me was, sorry if I sound like I'm gasping, I'm walking the dog and I'm just really upset, if I'm honest. So yeah. So a couple of days before my reading, I was driving home from work and there must have been some stones on the floor, something like that. And my car's been really bumpy. So I think, oh no, one of my tires is there. It felt like so bumpy, like it was just completely gone. So I was driving home, like panicking, like, oh my God, don't pull over, what do I do? I just need to get home. Just get home as quick as I can. So I carry on, get home, get out of my car, check my tyres. My tyres are absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. And then I'm just like, very paranoid about it. And then I go to my mum's the next day, park up in front of her house, hit my tyre on one of the curbs. And I was like, oh no, get out of the car, checking my tyres. Really paranoid that I've damaged it. And again, it's absolutely fine. But I was just really paranoid about my tyres. Like, 2 days, like, checking them constantly. And then when I went to the psychic, she said, I think you need to check your tyres. And she was like, yeah, please after this, go check your tyres. And then she was like, actually, no. You've been checking your tyres, haven't you? You've checked them plenty of times. And I was like, yeah, I have been checking my tyres. And she was like, okay. And then she left it. And then right at the end, before I left, she was like, just check your tyres, won't you? She was like, I think it's fine, but I'm just getting that you need to check them. And then we left, and I checked my tyres, and my tyres...
So the psychic said to check her tyres. She checked her tyres, and... Part 2.
Hello, this is a message for the web callers.
Hello.
Queen Lizzie here. I'm joking, it's Becky from England. I was about done, but again, I just didn't want to be rude because a couple of weeks now, the guy ran back just to say bye, to not be rude, and then the last time, I didn't, and I just listened to it, and it just felt a bit rude. What can I say? I'm English. I can't help it. I just cannot be rude. I need to be polite. In my blood. So that was the tyres then. That was one of the things. I've got maybe like 6 more, but I will send them out because I do not want to be boring. But yes, that's all. Maria, please just give the girls a call. Leave a voicemail. Let us hear your voice. We miss you. Jeb, you as well, please. Yeah, and that's it. I'm going to get out. Love you all. Much love. George.
That's Becky's visit with a psychic.
I couldn't really understand it all, but
yeah,
sound cool.
Sounds like Becky had been checking her tires in her car, and the psychic's like, you should go check tires. And she's like, I've already been checking the tires. And the psychic's like, see?
It's crazy.
I think.
Yeah. Hey, callers, this is Jordan. Jordan. I thought of a question. I was wondering if there was ever a voicemail that was like scary or so bad that you couldn't actually play it on the episode, and if so, can you tell us a little bit about it? Also, I heard my voicemail from last week, and I was really going through it that day. There was an ice storm, and I guess I was just hating my life that day. So I felt compelled to call and complain to web crawlers. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to point out that on that day, the day of the ice storm, I did pause for a minute to appreciate the, like, beauty of the ice storm. I passed by a pine tree, and I looked at the needles really close. They're all, like, coated in this, like, glass of ice. It was beautiful. Anyway, today wasn't a total bust. All right. I love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
So Jordan wants to know if we've ever had a voicemail that was so scary.
Yeah, there have been a lot of voicemails we can't play.
Yeah, either ones that we can't hear. They sound gargly, or if people... say some weird shit.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, some of them are just like weird, or some of them are like, some of them might be like too conspiracy theory that they verge on, like,
or like maybe that's like coded in some
yeah,
something that could be offensive, we're like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So
if they say something we don't know what it means, yeah, then we're like, let's not. Let's not. Yeah.
Let's not.
Hello, web crawlers. This is Kira. I was listening to one of your recent mailbags, and someone called in talking to you guys about Skinwalker Ranch, and they called it Area 52. But the actual Area 52, it is in Utah, but it is Dugway Base or Dugway Proving Grounds. And I went back and listened to your Skinwalker Ranch episode, one of the very first ones you ever did, and you looked into Dugway a lot. Like, it came up because you were researching Skinwalker, and you were pretty weirded out about it, but I don't think you guys have done a full episode. But basically, people think once Area 51 became found out, the real Area 51 moved to Dugway Proving Grounds, which is in Tooele Valley, and it's Utah, so it's spelled weird. It's spelled like Tooele, T-O-O-L-E, and it's Tooele, because we're weird here. And basically, they think that the real Area 51 moved to Dugway once the old Area 51 got too popular, I guess. But it reminded me that I saw a UFO, which I think was over Dugway last fall, I think.
Oh, my God.
I got video of it from my iPhone with binoculars, but it was weird because it was middle of the day, and I can't believe that I was the only one that saw this, but I have not found any other reports about it. And it was just this floating, shape-changing, color-changing, weird white, and it changed to red and blue, but it was this blob, and I know it wasn't an airplane because I live right by Salt Lake City Airport, and in my video, two or three airplanes actually fly past it, so definitely not an airplane, but it was not moving, whether it be in the wind or by its own propulsion, but it was changing shape, and I swear it would blink red and blue sometimes, which if you were just like glancing at it, you'd think, oh yeah, that's an airplane. But no, not an airplane. I got videos of an airplane going past it, like in that same video. The weird thing was, is from where my house is and where I saw that floating thing, it had to have been right over Dugway because it's like right on the other side of the mountains as Kennecott Copper Mine and a little south. But yeah, I think you guys should really do an episode about Dugway Base and Area 52. Anyway, la, love you.
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah, we'll put that on the list for sure. That's crazy. I've never even heard of it.
I think we talked about it a little in Skinwalker, but I don't think we.
Yeah, like as really? I have heard of it, but yeah.
Talk about it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Next message.
Hey ladies, this message is for the web crawlers. I'm Margaret. I am a very shy bimbo who's listened for a long time.
Hi,
always wanted to call in, never had anything fun to say, but last episode I listened to, you guys were calling for inconsequential confessions.
Yes.
And I think mine's kind of funny. Pretty inconsequential at this point. So I'm 25, and when I was in middle school, people were getting cell phones for the first time. And, like, not iPhones. They were, like, you know, the shitty razors and all that kind of stuff. And there was this girl who would bully the shit out of me, but then be really nice to me. And I didn't know what to do about it. And I am also a very passive-aggressive person. So one day, she kind of crossed the line by making fun of me for having hairy legs. But I was a child, and I wasn't allowed to shave my legs yet.
Oh my God, of course,
I did the only thing that was reasonable, and I threw her phone in the garbage when she wasn't looking.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is there a part two?
I got made fun of for having hairy legs.
Me too!
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to shave till, like, really late.
I don't remember when I started shaving, but yeah. That's
hey, this message is the web crawlers. It's Margaret again. Sorry, I was so rudely cut off by my mom calling. I never told her about this, so part of me was like, does she know? Did she hear me talking about this? But anyway, so I threw out this girl's phone because she was being a total bitch, and she had gone to the bathroom, and then she came back, and she was like, I can't find my phone. And I was like, oh my God, that totally sucks. Let me help you look for it.
Oh my God.
Looking back, I feel like a terrible person. I would never do this as an adult, but I was a child, and that was the best I had to do. So of course we never found it. And she came in a few days later with a brand new phone. And she, like, her mom yelled at her or whatever. But that's what you get. Don't bully people for things they can't change.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry if this is a weird confession, but I hope to hear other people's confessions. Okay,
me
guys,
too.
Keep doing what you're doing. I love you. And I want Maria back. Okay, bye.
Dang, throwing a girl's phone in the trash? That's hardcore.
Yeah, I remember a guy said to me in, like, sixth grade or fifth grade being like, I only date girls who shave their legs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was like so mortified.
Stupid. Good for you for throwing that girl's phone in the trash.
Okay, this message is for the web crawlers. So this is Caitlin. I'm the original, like, the original car curse person.
Oh, no.
And apparently just, like, fucked everybody over. And I was going to call in, like, a week or two ago because I had gotten my car fixed finally. And I was so glad that, like, I had gotten it fixed.
Oh, no.
It, like, had a bunch of holes in the exhaust system. So that was why it was going to be so much money. But I was able to get them to, like, patch welds and stuff. And I only had to shell out, like, $850 instead. So I was going to be like, come on, like, just, like, we can pretend that the curse is over or something. But now all I'm hearing is how listening to my voicemail has, like, fucked everybody over. So
yeah,
I'm
girl, you
so
pass it
sorry
on.
For that. But I was going to call. And then a day later, I was sitting in my car in a parked spot. My car was totally off. I'm just sitting there. I was waiting for my mom to come back and she was picking up a pizza, right? So I'm just sitting in my car waiting for my mom to come back and a big, huge truck pulls into the parking space next to me and scratches the entire back half of my car.
Oh my
so
God.
Here I am being like, I've like fixed my car. I'm out of this curse, whatever. But no, I have now a giant scratch down the whole back of half of my car. And it's been this whole thing with my insurance and everything. Cause so since the guy, like I was in my car and I got to like talk to him and get his insurance information, I was furious. And so I was like screaming at this guy and like just going off on him. And he didn't speak any English. And so I'm just screaming at him, like, what the fuck? He just messed up my car and he can't understand me. And I was like, so upset. But so it's been this whole thing. And luckily it's not going to like affect my insurance or anything. But I mean, I guess I really did just like mess it all up. Allie, I am so sorry for your parking ticket on your birthday or your speeding ticket on your birthday. Yeah. And all of your car issues, and I really wish there was something I could do to make it so nobody else has any car issues. But I mean, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I cannot, girl, you really are cursed. That sucks. I'm
that
so sorry.
Sucks.
God, that's crazy.
Didn't your boyfriend's car?
My boyfriend's battery died.
This is insane.
Yeah, it's really, it's like the It Follows.
Man. Okay, next message.
I have a message just for the web crawlers. Hey guys, this is Cassidy from the Frances Perkins episode.
Cassidy!
I am just calling because I just saw a crazy coincidence that I felt obligated to call as soon as I found out.
Okay.
My old street in Hell's Kitchen, which was 46 and 9, which we talked about in the episode with Empanada Mama,
yes.
Which is not on that street, but it doesn't matter. I just found out because I'm going to brunch in my neighborhood today, which, whatever. They have renamed my old street Frances Perkins Place, and it's not about this at all. It was not about the podcast, but I... What?
What?
That's crazy.
I guess because she lived in Hartley House on that street.
Oh my God.
Like, what a weird coincidence.
She sent us a picture on Instagram of the street name.
Good to talk to you guys. I'll see you around. Bye.
Oh my God. That's so weird.
Insane.
That is so weird.
Naming a street Frances Perkins. That's just
after you've done the episode. Yeah.
Strange as hell.
Oh my God. That's what an interesting turn of events that she becomes interested in Frances Perkins and then their street is named after her.
Yeah, she sent us a picture on Instagram and was like, I have a story about this. I was like, ooh, can't wait.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, last voicemail of the day.
Hello, this is just for the web crawlers. I'm calling because I just heard an episode about Colombian hot dogs.
Colombian
I was calling to confirm that those are the best hot dogs out there.
Oh, Colombian hot dogs.
Like the bacon, the pork. You just have so many toppings. It's a whole meal. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Colombian hot dogs.
I forgot what a Colombian hot dog was.
It said bacon and pork and, yeah, which one's a Colombian hot dog? Yeah, I remember somebody calling in about Perro Caliente Colombiano.
Oh my God, we're definitely on the same website right now. My Colombian recipes.
Yes. Wait, some of the popular toppings are pineapple sauce, pink sauce, ketchup?
That sounds kind of good. This one looks like it has potato chips.
Crushed potato chips and quail eggs.
I don't know if I want the quail egg, but everything else looks kind of good.
Whoa. Yes, please.
Oh, I kind of want
pineapples.
This
pineapples.
Because I like Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, me too.
This looks good.
Dang.
I wonder if you can
crushed
even get this in LA.
Chips.
Let's Google. Colombian hot dog.
Hot dog, Los Angeles.
I love that my searches today are like pervert pedophile park, Colombian hot dog, Los Angeles.
K-Town? Koreatown? Dirt dog? Colombian hot dog at Vivi's Gourmet Cuisine.
Oh, yeah, Vivi's Gourmet.
Oh, that's in the valley? Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe we'll go in, or Mr. Bacano, Colombian fast food.
Oh,
Santa Clarita. Well, it's going to be hard to get to any of these places. All right, well, we'll try it, or maybe we'll just, like, make one, and then we'll circle back. We'll circle back regarding the Colombian hot dog in our thoughts. Reseda. Wow, that's far out there, too.
That is far.
All right, guys, we'll continue calling in. We love your voicemails. Tell us some more secrets.
Yeah.
You can call in anonymously and tell us a secret. That would be really fun.
Can use
us.
A voice changer.
Yes. That'd like be so scream. Funny. Yes. Anyways, I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And keep calling in. Bye. Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.